Yo, hi people. I hope you're doing well. It's another episode of the True Tone Show. We got some good stuff today. It's a big deal. Do you guys hate when people whisper in the mic? Does that bother you? You're like, hey, what's up? How you doing? I can't stand that. I hate I get it. It gives it more bravado. It gives it, you know, this nice tone to it. It's good stuff. But hey, we got another remix. Or we're digging our hands back into the goodie bag and we're pulling out. I want to revisit the Blake Showers episode, the interview that I did. Blake Showers. Wow. Great artist. If you haven't seen that episode, I'm going to tell you again, go check it out. Go check that episode out. It's the most recent one I've done, the interview. Next week's interview is going to be good too. Ooh. Next one, I ain't gonna tell you, but it's an artist, music singer. Ooh, I'm gonna see if he'll sing on the episode. Okay, I'm just kidding. Not really. Maybe he will drop some goodies. But I'm really excited to talk about Blake Showers. Very talented. I enjoyed that conversation. I got 4 points that I want to talk about. 4 clips to dig back onto. And there's this been this narrative, if you've listening to the show, you've seen me or heard me talk about my views on giving black creators real opportunities. And with Blake Showers, he talks about that in this clip. I'm going to play the audio from it. And I thought it was just really positive to hear that from him. So let's check it out.
You want to know what's going to actually work and what's going to guarantee a work, what's going to guarantee money. But a lot of this stuff was like a first thing. A lot of this stuff was like a first thing for a lot of people. And I'm like, dude, you can try something and it could be the best thing ever. It could be way better than like Winnie the Pooh, this, yeah, that, and the other. But like, you got to try it first to see if it even gets legs.
Yeah.
And the more people like that are able to tell stories, they're going to want to like encourage more people to see that, because it's like I forget Black Panther, like that, like I if you told me this when I was a kid there'd be a Black Panther movie, I'd be like, what are you talking about? Who's Black Panther? Yeah. And like just them taking that like leap and being like, all right, we're going to actually put time, put money, put all this effort into making this character that's not really seen, like it did amazing.
And that's so true. And I really love that quote from him. See if it gets legs. Like people won't even try their thing that has been in their heart. The movie, the book series, the art piece that they want to put out. And you don't know until you put full effort into it to see if it's going to get legs and turn into its own monster series. And in that interview, I ask him about even more, and he goes into depth about he didn't know that he was going to love Iron Man. No one did. It was a shocker. No one knew that they were going to like Ant-Man. It's opportunities like that that give people the way and leeway to show the authenticness of their community and culture. And I think that's what we want as consumers, is an opportunity to show. But if those people don't get that, then it's really hard. And here's another one. This is his viewpoint on not having that connection in the room. When you're making a project and you don't have the proper representation there, you get really bad pieces of content, really bad movies. You get really bad books and shows that don't represent well. So here's another, I thought, good point Blake Showers had.
You want to know what's going to actually work and what's going to guarantee a work, what's going to guarantee money. But a lot of this stuff was like a first thing. A lot of this stuff was like a first thing for a lot of people. And I'm like, dude, you can try something and it could be the best thing ever. It could be way better than like Winnie the Pooh, this, yeah, that, and the other. But like, you got to try it first to see if it even gets legs.
Yeah.
And I'm not the person making the checks. I'm not the person writing all this stuff, so I get it. But it's like, as a fan, and I'm only like kind of a fan. Like I see this stuff and I kind of know about it, but I'm not like reading every book, know every issue. And I'm like, it hurts, bro. It hurts to see what could be versus what we're getting. And I like again, I think that people that work on these comics, that are really about these comics, they need to be in those rooms showing people like, hey, it can work. You can make this for an audience that doesn't know anything about this, but yeah, you really have to like, you have to like just give it that time. Like the Dragon Ball Z movie.
And he talks about that. And there was a little bit of overlap in the video. We have to have those people present in those rooms to get what we want visually, sonically, and the texture. It doesn't feel the same. And that's a lot of the times what I feel like people get upset about. You know, it's one thing to admire a culture. We're not talking about that. We understand people get inspired and they really want to show off their love for that particular thing. But proper representation matters. And that's something that really, I really, really focus on. I really pay attention to, and maybe you do too. And maybe that's something that you've been thinking about, and they have to, Hollywood or whoever is creating something. And I know there is a writer's strike going on right now, and hopefully it ends soon so we can get some good material and content out. But the truth is, we can't sit here and expect for these things not to happen. If you're going to have more flaky movies, this is why they happen, because the right people aren't in the room. And people who can speak up. And I'm not talking about just being woke. I'm talking about being relevant, and I'm talking about being right towards that people group. But I thought Blake Showers had a great point, and I really thought we would have a good conversation about that. Something that was interesting to hear him talk about, even when I was doing the research on him, was drawing black people, drawing black hair. And he talks about doing the research, and that is a thing, because, you know, black people's hair be looking jacked up. But here's his point on drawing black hair. Yeah.
But, I got a lot of great feedback, and I'm glad that people really enjoyed the series. I'm, like, working on a book now. It's just taking a lot of research, because I want everything to be and sound right and That's be awesome. Accurate. Thank you.
I'm just sick of black people's hair looking like little pancakes that got flipped upside down wrong. They got our hair looking like flat tires and, you know, confused rock stars.
and you can tell, sometimes you can tell when they like just don't have a clue. And sometimes it's like, I get it, but it's like, damn, bro, you ain't even try. Like, I'll see some people like Amanda the Adventurer, that's like a horror game, and the little girl, she's black, and it's kind of like Dora but like creepy.
Ooh.
And there's a lot of people, and some of them aren't from the country, so they don't understand why, like, you should draw it like it's supposed to be. Some people draw her hair really loose. Like, it's just, oh, it's space buns. It's like, no, bro, she has a thick, defined, like, yeah, two big afro puffs. Like, bro, it's bump, bump, bump. I don't need to see no little hair whippets in her. No, bro, no. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And but a lot of people kind of get, like, they'll see it and they'll be like, hey, here's this video. Here's like a tutorial, and they kind of like they make sure the person like understands like, hey, you have to like, this is how it is. So like,
yeah, Blake does a great job. And you know, we were having banter about drawing black hair, but he did a tutorial on how to do that on TikTok. And if you want to check that out, go look him up on IG, Blake Showers. Very easy to find him. It's stuff like that that piques my interest. That the research it takes to do that and just depicting individuals well is hard. It is hard. And the details that it requires to represent someone well takes time. And people who understand that, people who care about that, and you want those people around, and you want artists like Blake Showers who can demonstrate that and do it at a high level and give you quality and give you great stories. And I wish him well. I hope he's able to accomplish everything he wants. He talks about in the interview, he's working on a book, and I think that'd be kind of, I think that's going to be dope. I'm not going to lie. I think it's going to be dope. He does some great art pieces. Being a creative is extremely difficult and laborsome. It's tiring. You got to motivate yourself. You love this thing. You love the labor, but doesn't neglect the fact that you're human and you get tired and you get fatigued. And sometimes, even though you are obsessed with a thing, you can get down and want to quit. And this is my last point from that, because I love his standpoint on it. I love his thinking on it. And it's simply just don't quit. So I'm going to play this last video.
I think it's hard, man. Like, there's times where I just be wanting to quit. And, like, I think about 5 years ago or 10 years ago and being like, I'd be so proud of myself right now. So, like, it's like, I can only, like, my younger self can only get prouder the more I keep going.
Mm.
And that's really why I just kind of keep going.
Isn't that the goal, is to make that younger you proud of the older you? I thought that was so powerful. And if you haven't listened to the episode of Blake Showers, go check it out. It was awesome. Take the time. We talked about the new Spider-Man. I asked some questions about that. We talked about, obviously, what Marvel could do and how DC can do some things to help out. And then we talked about some of his projects. And I look for people who have interesting stories, and I try to find the truth in it. I try to let them talk about their truth. And that creates this powerful tone that I feel like people want to listen to. And I hope that you will be on that journey with me and continue to. And I want to say something, and I'm going to close out with that. I'm so happy and proud to have 500 downloads. Okay, I don't like to focus on numbers, because I just want to focus on making good content, focus on having good quality interviews with individuals. And I talked about that with him as well. And I'm going to try to become the best Amante, so that those opportunities will come and I'll be able to sit down with more inspiring people. And the best is yet to come. There's going to be some more goodies coming, some more good episodes coming. So stick around. I hope you are enjoying the True Tone Show. It's going to evolve. It's going to get better. The quality is going to get better. The visuals will come at some point. I know some of you guys have been emailing me about visuals. They will come. Be patient with me. It's a process. And as always, was there truth to this conversation, or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. This is another episode of the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. Till next time. Do 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 do